Welcome to Section 314 Podcast. My name is Sam. I'll be your host. And with me, as always, is Maggie. And today we're going to break down the last few games for the Blues right after following the NHL Winter Classic against the Blackhawks. And we're just going to kind of break down this, what seems to be just inconsistency with the team. Just, you know, we're trying to find our way with having, you know, at least it seems impossible to find a three-game win in there somewhere. And just kind of see what's going on with the team and what it's going to take to be consistent, find those three game, you know, those win streaks and make a push for this wild card or for a playoff spot in general.
Okay. Yeah, I was looking earlier. It looks like there's 10 games left in January. Blues are 5th in the division, 10th in the conference, and 18th in the league. Kind of struggling to get that third win in a row. So hopefully we can get some wins at home coming up. I know they got the Ducks tomorrow at home. And then they got Columbus Blue Jackets Saturday at home as well. So hopefully they can get something going and keep a streak going past two games. So
following the Winter Classic, you know, let's go over this first game here. The Blues, you know, hosting the Senators, and you went to that game, right?
I did go, and I was very happy because I was finally back at Enterprise Center, and it just felt like home. But yeah, that was a great game. Complete 60 minutes. That was probably the best game of the season, I would say. Saad had a hat trick.
That's right,
Who was expecting that, especially with him being scratched lately? So good for him, and the goals were very athletic. They were tough goals and he got them. So another thing to point out was Nathan Walker fight. That was fun. Always love when he fights. So yeah, I mean, 4 goals, shut out the Senators at home on a Friday night. It was super cool. Had a bunch of Bush lattes.
Yeah, that sounds so good right now. So it seems like the first two goals that the Blues had, they were like just some sloppy turnovers by Ottawa. Like the first goal, like they were in our zone. They were trying to pass the puck off, and we just intercepted it, took it down the ice. It was a pass to Shen on a breakaway, and he just puts it away. And then, you know, something similar happened where it was just kind of like it's like the puck cleared out and went past the defenseman at the blue line, and then we just kind of sprinted up ice, took it. It was like a 2-on-1 or something like that, or maybe kind of like a breakaway that Saad had to like kind of pick up on the puck and then just put it away. And that was like his second goal. And then it seemed like the Blues have been doing a good job with these turnovers in this game and just making sure, like, something really important is just getting that puck out of the D zone quickly. So, you know, not turning the puck over, not wasting time, just kind of like letting, you know, the defense change lines or kind of get comfortable on defense. We got out of there quickly and we made things happen, and it hurt them, you know, putting that pressure on them, getting out quickly. And I think Ottawa had like at least one or maybe two goals called back during the game. For like, one was like offsides and the other one was, I think they were like both offsides that got called back.
Yeah, I think there was one. If there was two, I was not paying attention. But yeah, and it seems like the coaches behind the bench really know what they're doing, especially when calling like those challenges, and they've been calling them this season and getting them right. So that was super cool to get that goal back.
Yeah, so we stomped the Blackhawks, and then we come home and we stomped the Senators 4-0, and then we go on the road, you know, a 2-game road trip, and we come into Columbus and lose 4-6. And then last night we come into Minnesota and we lose 4-6. And so with this game against Columbus, I just think it's like, I've kind of seen this problem occur before. And I just want to say, it's like, we have to be better on the defense, and, you know, in our D zone, we have to be better at staying with our man, whether it's 5-on-5 or whether we're on a PK. It's like, we just always seem to like leave somebody hanging at the back door. And it haunts us every, like, most of the time. It haunts us, and it's killing us. And also, it just seems like, I don't know, it's just we're kind of struggling with also rebounds or in front of the crease. It's like, we can't clear it. We're just, I don't know what it is, but we're having trouble, you know, watching those guys, you know, staying with our man in the D zone or watching that back door on Bennington or Hofer. And then, you know, also clearing those rebounds and right in front of our goalie to, you know, get it out. And it just, I just kind of see it every few games. It's just like, that seems to be a reoccurring issue. But another thing that I've noticed in this Columbus game is, and in other games, is that the Blues find a way to keep fighting back and making it close. But it's like, you got to make sure you play your full 60 minutes.
Yeah, I agree. Also, back-to-back plus the travel is probably tough. Like I said, Friday night, they played a full, complete game, and that was probably their best game of the season. The Blues are not one to follow up with a next-day game with that same play, I would say. Also, Cam Fowler got his 100th goal that game in Columbus. Also, I did a little fantasy, or Hard Rock bet on that game. I had Kyrou scoring one goal and Kirill Marchenko from Columbus Blue Jackets scoring a goal, and I won the bet. I got $75.
Sweet.
So I have Marchenko on my fantasy team, and I think he's got like 17 or 18 goals this season, so I kind of just had a feeling. And then after Friday night, Saad and Shin scored, I knew Kyrou was probably ready for one, so I kind of just put it all on the line. But yeah, they look tired, lose 6-4 in a back-to-back, and I don't understand why do a back-to-back and then travel. Doesn't make sense to me. I would do a back-to-back at home, or, you know, back-to-back away or something, but a home and then away game is pretty tough on the body.
Yeah, I'd say so. And then, you know, with the Wild game, just, you know, like we said before, it's, you got to play your full 16 minutes. You know, after the Columbus game, you know, you had like 2 days off or whatever. And it just goes back to, you know, you got to make sure you play your 60 minutes. Cause once again, we found our way, you know, down in the game, you fight back and then you come up short. So it's like, you know, early on in the game, you got to do what you can to prevent these goals, or, you know, do what you can to, you know, take the lead while it's early. To kind of set the tone. And so you got to play your full 60 minutes. And then with that second goal from Minnesota, it seemed like Bennington was outside that goal crease where whoever it was that ran into him or whatever. So because he was outside the goal crease, that's where I'm going to say that wasn't goaltender interference, because, you know, at that point, it's on Bennington to be outside of that crease where he's not protected, you know, by the rules. What did you think of that?
So I didn't get to watch the first period, but I did turn it on for the second and the third. So I didn't get to see that Bennington, but I had multiple people texting me about it. And I know, like, going into the second period, Wild had, it was 2-0, and I turned the game on and the Blues started turning the goals on. They literally scored, I think, 4 goals in 3 minutes.
Yeah, pretty much. Of course, the second I tweeted, like, you know, like, this is, people are saying the Blues are going to make a run, and then instantly, I'm not kidding, within 5 minutes, we scored like 3 goals. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to shut up.
Yeah, that was super crazy. I literally had texted my uncle, and I was like, I think I'm the good luck charm, because I turned the TV on and just watched 4 goals by the Blues. So it just sounds like, well, also from just seeing the game, it seems like they only played a solid 20 minutes of that 60. It looked pretty rough in the third as well.
Yeah, so like it started off, you know, we got that, I think we had like 4 unanswered goals. Like, they took a 2-0 lead, and then we were winning 4-2. And Kyrou got a power play goal, so he still remains hot. You know, our power play has improved over the last few games, so that's a great sign. And then all of a sudden, you know, Wild come back out of nowhere and just tie it 4-4 after Thomas gets, you know, coughs up a puck in the D zone, and they just kind of turn it around real quick, take a shot, and it's in. And then Minnesota, you know, we're, you know, it was tied 4-4. Broberg, you know, breaks his stick, And then they just take the puck from him, and it's, you know, it's a 2-on-1 out of, you know, right back into the blue zone, and they score off, like, you know, off that, off 2-on-1, and then their sixth goal was, like, just an empty netter, so it just kind of weirdly fell apart in the third period. You know, that's what I'm saying, you know, in the first period, you gotta set the tone, you gotta, you know, play that full 60 minutes, because when weird stuff like that happens, where you make a bad pass, or, you know, your stick breaks, and all of a sudden it's, you know, a 2-on-1 against you, it's like, you got to make sure you take care of those things in the first period right off the bat so that, you know, you kind of have insurance to protect yourself if these weird things happen later on in the game.
Yeah, that second period was a whole different Blues team from the first and the third, it seems like. So I'm not sure what is going on, but two losses in a row, one to Columbus, one to the Minnesota Wild, puts us back 3 points from a wild card position. So we got Calgary, Vancouver, and Colorado ahead of us.
And we got Calgary twice at home next week. And then you have Colorado in Denver at the very end of January.
Yeah, it's a busy schedule. They got 10 games left in January. They got a game tomorrow at home against the Anaheim Ducks. Make sure you get there early because it is Cam Fowler's 1,000th game that they're celebrating from the Winter Classic. So they'll have a big thing for him before puck drop. That would be really super cool to see. I wish they would have done that when I was there, but it's okay. And then on Saturday, they play Columbus at home at 6 p.m. So hopefully get some revenge on that. Hopefully we can get a 2-game win streak with the Ducks and Columbus in the next couple days.
Yeah, let's go for, you know, a 3-game win streak for once, please. You know, you got 4 games at home, you know, 3 of the 4, you know, Western Conference teams. You know, let's try and, you know, accumulate some good, you know, a good amount of points here while you're at home and kind of put yourself right back in that wild card spot window.
Yep. And I mean, it's going to be tight for sure, especially since Calgary is like 3 points ahead of the Blues. So any points coming in the next week is going to be huge for them just to take a place in that wild card.
So, you know, you kind of look back, you know, kind of you look back at the season again, it's just kind of seemed like a roller coaster season so far. You know, you do good, you kind of have a few off games, you do good again, et cetera, et cetera. And now you find that, you know, you're finally scoring more goals per game. But you're finding ways to kind of like lose these close games where, you know, you probably could have won them, you know. So it's, I guess my question is, you know, what do the Blues need to do right now to become competitive, be consistent with the wins, and rack up those winnable games? Like, what are the things that the Blues need right now, in your opinion?
I would say they need a shooter who's just going to keep shooting. I think that so many people on the team can shoot, but they decide not to. We need someone who's just firing away all times that they're on the ice. And then I also think that we need a second line center player, because we got Thomas on the first and then what, Shin second. I think Shin should be bumped down to maybe like the third, but we also have a full, our roster literally has like 9 centers on there, but we play them as wings. So I don't know. You know, pull up Dvorsky, have him do the second line, but I don't think they'll pull him up until end of the season or even the start of next season. So I don't know about, like, trades and stuff like that. I feel like we have a good team, and the team could definitely make a playoff run with what we have. We just have to have more complete games. I just can't keep going and playing for like one period and then, you know, kind of coughing up the win or the score to the other team. So right now, I mean, every point is really mattering now that we're into the new year.
Yeah, when is that trade deadline for the season? Is it like the very beginning of March?
I think it is. Let me double check.
I think it's March 3rd, but I could be wrong.
Deadline is March 7th.
March 7th, okay.
So you are very close. March 7th at 3 p.m. Eastern time.
And so to kind of go back on the question I asked before, so like what the Blues need to do to be competitive, be consistent, rack up those winnable games and kind of give themselves a good win streak and kind of rack up those points to kind of keep them in that playoff window is number one, you got to be better in front of your own crease, whether it's covering your man, getting rid of those rebounds that Binnington or Hofer just can't see anymore because there's so many people right there, and just being faster in general at breaking out of your D zone. So it gives less time for those weird freak accidents to happen, like broken sticks, bad passes, etc. And I think if you can do those three things in your D zone, I think you can kind of limit the amount of shooting yourselves in the foot kind of things happening in your zone. Number two, play 60 minutes. You know, it goes without saying, play 60 minutes. You know, the Blues have been doing a good job at fighting tough teams and staying in the game, or even fighting back from two-goal, three-goal deficits. When down, and then they make these small mistakes, and it's those small mistakes are the differences between wins and losses. And then number three, I say forecheck hard. You know, your power play is improving. You're starting to score a good amount of goals per. Your team's averaging more goals per game, so you need to keep firing off those shots, and you need to be bodying people more, checking more in the ozone, wear down your opponents, and keep the puck in the ozone to build that momentum. And in return, you'll get more goals.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds honestly like some games the same guys are on the same page, and then like the next game they're not, and some other guys are on the same page. So it's everybody needs to be playing together as a team. Like I said, the Ottawa Senators game was crazy good. I have not seen them play like that in a long time, and it was a lot of fun to watch. So.
Yeah, it was a statement win for sure.
Yeah, so I'm hoping with this four-game homestand, I would love four wins. I think that they're capable of doing that, so we just gotta see if they can keep the momentum. And playing in front of a home crowd is always fun. I know they like playing at home, so I think that should help as well.
And even with this game, against the Ducks, coming up, they're only 3 points behind us. So it's not like they're far off. You know, they're trying to fight for a spot too. They're trying to make their way up, for that wild card spot too. So they're not too far off from us.
Right. Yep. It's really close right now. And I think this month in February is definitely going to be the turning point of it all. See teams either go on a hot streak or go cold. So. We'll see. It's about to get crazy.
And did you see that the Panthers are hosting the Rangers for the Winter Classic in Miami?
Yeah, I don't understand that. Because how does ice not melt?
Well, they're going to be playing in a retractable roof stadium in a baseball stadium. So I think that's what they're going to be doing to try and, just kind of block out that heat and keep, the venue and the ice cold for that event. So I guess my next question is, are you going to be going there?
Panthers, Rangers. I would probably say no, because then they also announced the stadium series game, which is Tampa Bay versus Boston Bruins in Tampa a month later. I could definitely see me and my family going to that one just because my mom and dad follow the Bruins. So I think that could be a potential, but I honestly, I don't really want to go to Sunrise to watch the Panthers play. No offense. I just don't. It's going to be weird for sure, because like everybody's going to be like in shorts and stuff like that. And it's just not going to be like cold like all the Winter Classics have been.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to be Minneapolis from 2022, that's for sure.
Yeah, so I think it'll be interesting. I saw a lot of people like saying that they wanted it to come to Florida, and I wonder if like they had it planned already, or if they're like, so many people actually really want all of this to come to Florida, and they're tired of having the same teams play every year.
I appreciate them switching it up and stuff like that, because I feel like we definitely need like newer teams and stuff. But if you're gonna do this, if you're gonna like, okay, we're landing on the Florida Panthers, like it's just common sense to play them against Tampa Bay, right?
Yeah, I thought that was weird. I think everybody wanted a Tampa Florida Winter Classic. That would have been cool.
It's like the NHL was off by like half a step. Like you almost got it right, but it's kind of wrong.
Typical NHL.
Did you have anything else before we get out of here?
No, I think we covered everything over the last couple games and, you know, games that are coming up. So hopefully we can get a couple more W's, some points. These points are very important the next week. So hopefully we'll be on the next pod. We'll be talking about how the Blues won all four games.
Yeah, that'd be terrific. So, you know, once again, be better in front of your crease, you know, get the puck out quick. Play 60 minutes and forecheck hard and get your shots off. Like, you know, it's simple, you know, basic stuff. But I mean, that's what it's going to take. You know, it's, you got to be able to, you know, cover the simple stuff because, you know, it's the little things that matter. And it's the little things that, you know, are going to eventually hurt you. And it's been shown in these last few games a little bit. So, but, you know, it's all hope's not lost. You know, we're progressing. Our power play is getting better. We're scoring more goals per game. And, you know, we're still figuring it out. So it's slowly getting there. But, you know, we talked about what we need to do to get to that point, to be that wild card team or even better. So, you know, once again, you know, thank you for listening and don't hesitate to stop by to eat, relax, and take a load off of life. And until the ice is clean again, we'll see y'all very soon. Section 314, your favorite online tailgate.